Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
When we get somebody that's not challenged, they may become complacent. They may think they're doing a better job than they are. And I'm not saying Drew's done a bad job, and I don't have anything against him. But also, I think that maybe we're dealing with a status quo here. Maybe, maybe not. But I think that we need to get some, send a loud message across the country that these Trump supporters are going to be the ones that we're sending to Congress.
How about that on a What's Up Wednesday edition of the program? So there is the founder of Bikers for Trump. That's Chris Cox. Joining us, Drew McKissick, weekly here on 94.3 WSE. What did you think about that statement? Because we got to start with the elephant in the room and the whole big Lynn and General Flynn rally at the Honky Tonk, where you were actually first holding a Bikers for Trump t-shirt, taking pictures.
Yeah. I mean, as I recall, I think you can talk to some of the other folks who were there or who've been involved with the organization. I think I was probably the first Republican official of any shape, form, or fashion, insofar as you consider me a Republican official, who actually, you know, went there and spoke at an event. I think was even photographed holding up a Bikers for Trump t-shirt, for goodness sake. The bottom line is, it just referencing back to what Chris Cox said just a minute ago, this is about folks who support Donald Trump, have supported Donald Trump, having their voices heard, being involved in our party and in politics and so forth, and they have been in increasing numbers in the last 4 years. And what we've seen is the man himself, Donald Trump, has endorsed my campaign twice. So for anybody to suggest in any way, shape, form, or fashion that, you know, well, Drew's not really a Trump person, he doesn't really support the president, or, you know, or are they questioning the man himself here? That's what
well,
it sounds
General
like to me,
Flynn, let me tell you. Well, listen, General Flynn, live on the program here, said that Donald Trump needed to get out the way.
Yeah. Apparently, that he needed to stay out of state politics, I think, was basically what he had to say, which I find kind of funny because you have General Flynn getting involved in state politics. So here's the funnier thing. You have essentially three out-of-state people here, whether it's General Flynn, I think I heard the name Sidney Powell, and also MyPillow, Michael Lindell.
He'll be here coming up on Mother's Day Sunday. Yep.
Right. All these folks who are supposedly endorsing Lynn Wood, none of which live in South Carolina, by the way. He's got all of these out-of-state folks coming in and endorsing his campaign, which is of a piece with the fact that he's from out-of-state and has only lived here for 2.5 months, by the way. Never voted in a South Carolina election. When in the meantime, I have been endorsed by 95 out of 100 members of the state executive committee and county chairman all across the state. And we put that list out 2 or 3 days ago. Those are folks who know me and have known me for the last 20 to 30 years working in politics around the state. To me, that speaks volumes.
Well, so let's talk about, though, what got people to the Lynn and Flynn rally on Sunday. I kind of see a man playing with people's emotions for political or personal gain because people are understandably upset about the November elections. But taking a trifecta red state and allowing Democrats to flip it blue in 22 here in South Carolina, I don't like those kind of divide and conquer tactics. It's wrong. And I certainly don't like you going after Tim Scott, our great senator of South Carolina.
Exactly. I mean, look, you've got to fella here who, again, just moved to the state 2.5 months ago, has never voted in a South Carolina election in his life, who gave money to Barack Obama, who gave tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats in Georgia who were endorsed by Planned Parenthood, who has never given, you can check his record, never given a dollar to Republicans in the state of Georgia, ever, hasn't voted in a Republican primary since 2004. And, you know, then comes and has a rally here in our state and attacks Senator Tim Scott. One of the best communicators for just conservatism in general that we have in the conservative movement, communicating our values in a way that is relevant to people's daily lives, which he proved yet again when he gave the response to Joe Biden's speech. You know, all of that, anyone who would do all of that to me just, you know, smacks of exactly what they say they've been complaining about, which is, you know, rhinos slash Republicans in name only in the Republican Party. Well, anybody who checks all those boxes, to me, that's a rhino, you know, if you want, at best. at best. I mean, at worst, you're talking a Democrat plant, for goodness sake. None of this speaks to anyone who needs to be in charge of anything related to the most important Republican campaign operation in South Carolina.
Well, and a lot of these people don't have a vote either and don't understand that. So Drew McKissick, live here on 94.3 WSC, running for re-election to head the Republican Party in South Carolina, and has some, would you consider, steep competition given the amount of people who are coming out, the attention this is getting nationally. Your wife is now even involved. I saw something pinned the other day that she was... Yeah. You know, throwing Katie Arrington to the curve after a car crash. I mean, what are we to make of that whole?
So far now, I have spoken at 37 county party meetings in the last 6 weeks. I think Mr. Wood has spoken at 4, if I remember right. My wife, in the meantime, has helped me by going to meetings that I couldn't get to when many times they're held at the same time in different places around the state. And so she's given speeches on my behalf. I think she's probably done about 7 around the state. And in the course of doing that, you know, she's just given personal anecdotes and examples from the past, you know, as we've worked, you know, together, because she helps me, obviously, and talking about the 18 cycle. And she was talking about, you know, when Katie Arrington had her unfortunate accident and, you know, the party sticking by Katie. And as we've gone forward from that, we've had stories done attacking her. We've had people supporting Lynn Wood going on my wife's personal Instagram page and leaving scurrilous comments about me, Lindsey Graham. I mean, just stuff that I wouldn't repeat on air, quite frankly. It's just sick. It's just sick. And really what it smacks of to me is almost like a, for lack of a better way to put it, a right-wing lookalike of what we see from Antifa over on the left in terms of tactics, the way they're going after people at their homes, putting out home addresses and personal information to get people to harass
people.
Other folks.
Oh, my gosh. That's totally.
Absolutely. 100%. I mean, there's nothing Republican about it. There's nothing conservative about it. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And, you know, so the bottom line is, look, you know, everybody has a stand for re-election. That's what I'm doing. I'm running on my record. Folks know what we did here in the last cycle. As you pointed out, you know, red state with the full trifecta, you know, the executive, the legislature, both houses there by the biggest majorities we've had in 140 years, everything that we've won down the ticket. You know, people can judge on that basis, and I think we'll be fine in the end.
Well, Drew, I want to know, coming up here after a check of traffic and weather, I don't like seeing the fake news being spread around, outright lies that I'm seeing at this point. Mm-hmm. And I want to hear coming up about how you're or at least Lynn's claims that you're an establishment rhino and that you're rigging the May 15th election. Stay tuned.
The Lowcountry's news station is 94.3 WSC.
This report is sponsored by Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden EIB microphone. Rush Limbaugh, the man behind the golden EIB microphone, a new podcast hosted by James Golden, known better as Bo Snerdly, that takes you behind the scenes for a look at the man who changed America as we know it. Coming soon to iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Knowledge is contagious. No protective equipment required. Back to the Kelly Golden Show on 94.3 WSC.
Yes, Bo Snerdly, my brother from another mother, I call him. Hopefully coming back to the program here soon to talk about that podcast, James Golden. That's what I call my brother from another mother. All right, wrapping up our conversation here on 94.3 WSC with Drew McKissick. Interesting, this song is called Flamethrower.
Not a touch, or he may have just been trying to get a laugh here or there, but, you know, we got thick skin. We're not going to let it bother us because we've been called a lot worse than you people.
All right. So let's talk about that, Drew McKissick, because I don't think we can enough. That keeps coming up with Chris Cox, Bikers for Trump, a founder. I think that it's the belittling. People felt like that was belittling. Yeah. And, you know, he ran for Congress, so you ought to know who he is. And certainly about the actual whole movement of Bikers for Trump.
Yeah, well, that gets back to one of the things that I try to impress on Republicans everywhere around the state. It's the reason why I tell that story, because it's indicative of two things. Number one, that's part of the speech that I've been giving where I explain why we won so big in 2020 here in South Carolina. And it was because of people's enthusiasm, their excitement. You know, don't give me someone who'll just vote for me. You give me someone who's excited about voting for our party and our candidates. Those people will work. An excited person will work. Someone who's enthusiastic will work. They'll make contributions, et cetera. They'll bring other people to get involved. And I tell that story because, as you know, when you were there that day, the folks that were there at Bikers for Trump rally were incredibly enthusiastic. They were excited. They were engaged for our candidate and for our message. And that is indicative of what is out there outside of our bubble, outside of the bubble that Republicans in most places usually exist in. My point is there are folks who agree with us who are in different places that we're not used to going. That if we would go there and we would approach them and talk to them about our values and our principles, that they're receptive to that message. That proves it. That example there is that story. It proves that to me because the folks who were at that rally that day weren't necessarily the people you normally see at your average Republican Party meeting around the state or your average Republican Women's Club meeting around the state. Those are folks that we haven't been connecting with. And my point is, over the course of the last 4 years, especially here in South Carolina, as we look at straight ticket voting, and you and I have talked about this before, you know, we went from beating Democrats for the first time ever on straight ticket voting in 2016, the first time Trump ran, to 2 years later in 18, we beat them by 8 points on straight ticket voting. To last year, we beat them by 17 points on straight ticket voting all across the state, which is incredible. And my point is, the reason why is because more folks, in many cases, represented by people that were there at that Bikers for Trump rally and other folks like them and other groups and organic organizations around the state, have begun to think of themselves as Republicans and pushing that straight ticket button. So my point is, those people are the reason why, whether it's folks that were at the boat parades, folks that were, you name it. Well, organic activity that the party didn't organize or the campaign didn't organize. They did it themselves,
so
and
first,
they were excited.
I get it. Let me just say this. First thing, you're not saying anything that Vernon Jones over in Georgia isn't saying, who walked away from the Democrat Party and is now running for governor in Georgia. He just had a tweet. I'm a different kind of Republican. I'm not afraid to go into communities that Democrats have long used and abused and present them alternatives. That's
right.
How we win.
Right.
You two are saying the very same thing. And you, Drew McKissick, must understand that bikers aren't just spiky hair, metal music, and tattoos. I ride my sidecar hack I call Ruby.
Sure.
So
sure.
Listen, I had a 20-minute conversation in a retirement community cookout that ended with a group of us sharing motorcycle pictures. So telling people to get out of their silos is not a bad thing.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Again, there are voters there. Get out of your silo. I mean, people respond to principles. People respond to issues that relate back to core fundamental principles. And so if you're not going where the people are, where the folks who might potentially agree with you are, then you're not going to be growing. And this is, you know, it's about math. It's about arithmetic, bringing more folks in and about, you know, growth. If you're not growing, you're dying by definition.
Well,
what are we doing to actually grow our party?
This 515, this vote coming up on the 15th, is going to be in chairmanship, specifically the greatest unifier of the two silos, if you will, that we're talking about, whether it's the establishment folks, if you want to call them that, or the new patriots, if you want to call them that. It's going to be the one person who's going to be able to unify everybody. So let's get clear up some misleading information. There seems to be a huge pile of it out there. And it includes you trying to rig the election here coming up with online voting. And this is not happening.
No. So what happened was the last Wednesday, our state executive committee, basically it's our board for the state party, they voted to have we'll call it a hybrid in-person process. Because the first problem was there's no venue in Columbia that will hold or is willing to hold, is the way to put it, 1,500 plus people. We have 1,500 plus delegates and alternates all in one room in one location, unfortunately, because they're still looking at CDC guidelines. They're worried about getting sued. Whether it's high school gyms, convention center, et cetera, the biggest place we could find was holding about 1,000 to 1,100 people. So we laid all that out before them. And then there was also the process we used last year for national delegate voting, which was online. And then there was a third option that they looked at of having in-person county caucuses around the state with paper ballot voting, which is what we normally use at the state convention itself. That's what they're going to be doing. Each county is going to convene as a caucus unto itself. They're going to cast their ballots on paper ballots. They're going to pass them down to the county chairman and his teller committee. They're going to count the ballots. Then they're going to pick up the phone and call their credentials committee member in Columbia, which will be at a central location, one person from each county, who will then be tallying the votes, giving them to a credentials committee chairman, and then announcing the votes. It's all very transparent. Everybody can see them, and there'll be a live feed of that process in Columbia.
Okay, that came up. That came up. General Flynn said this should be streaming live. Okay, so it's going to be.
Absolutely. See, he doesn't know what he's talking about. They're trafficking in rumors and innuendo on purpose, quite frankly, in my opinion. But yes, so in other words, they'll be, again, on paper. They'll be counted in front of God and everybody at each county caucus. The chairman from that county will pick up the phone, call his credentials committee member in Columbia. He will tell them what the total is. That person will then announce the total to the chairman of the credentials committee, who will be standing at a microphone and will announce Charleston County cast X number of votes for so-and-so and Y number of votes for the other person. And then that will be typed up on computer, on the spreadsheet, on the big screen on the wall, and they'll be totaled up, period. Total transparency, and it'll be live streamed.
All right, so more information on that I'll post up, 943WSC.com/Kelly, so you can follow along. We got a week left, and I still don't know exactly what's going on with you and Lindsey Graham, according to Lynn Wood. Any ideas?
if you saw, I guess you did see the Hampton County incident at the Hampton County Convention, basically where he comes up and accosts me. Tells me, I need to drop out of the race. I know all about you and Lindsey Graham. The truth's going to come out. You better drop out now. And just some vague, just wild threats and accusations. Security had to get between the two of us and then hopefully escort him outside of the building. And this was in a church, by the way. He did this in a church. But look, I mean, whatever he thinks that he has, I told him, feel free, bring it on out. You know, don't keep it a secret. Let us know what it is, because I know there's nothing there. I don't have anything to worry about as far as that goes. And he made veiled innuendos about, you know, a non-disclosure agreement, you know, between Drew McKissick and Lindsey Graham at our Richland County Convention this past week, which I turned around and looked at Graham's campaign manager, who was sitting two rows behind me, and looked at him and squinched up my eyes, and he did the same thing. Hey, it's all, again, he actually interviewed with Post and Courier. Jamie Lovegrove asked him about all these innuendos he's been throwing out there. And he literally looked at Lovegrove and he said, basically, you're the reporter. You go find the proof. I'm just asking questions. I mean, that's totally irresponsible. Mm-hmm. That's garbage. And this is a guy who wants to lead a political organization in our state.
And finally, the fake second endorsement. People are saying it's not unofficial Donald John Trump stationery.
Yeah, it was. And it's dated.
Wow. All right. So dispelling all the fake news getting thrown out there. Drew McKissick, I appreciate it. We will, of course, talk, I guess, one more time before the 15th.
Yes, ma'am. Next week.
We'll see you next week. I appreciate you joining us.
That was the Kelly Golden Show podcast. Catch your show live weekday morning 6 to 9 on 94.3 WSC.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.